You say, "Oh, they'll come home all right. Just don't
worry."
A disease of the joints is called
disease of the joints.
Old people get it.
Arthritis?
Or, you ever heard of rheumatism?
Rheumatism, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your children probably got these shots. It's called a DPT.
Yeah.
And it's polio, tetanus, and what does the D stand for?
Diphtheria.
A disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow. You're getting what?
I don't know. Is it a disease that plagued this area in the, what, 30s?
I don't know if it did or not. It's not a smallpox.
Yellow fever?
No, not yellow fever either.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of jaundice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you describe jaundice?
I've heard of it. I think a person's complexion would turn, the eyes would turn it yellow. That's about it. It'd be a yellow coloration in the eyes.
When you have your, if you have pain down here and you have to go to the operation, come to the hospital and have an operation, you would have your what taken out?
Okay. Pain in this area.
Yeah.
What would be removed?
Yeah, I think it's on this side.
Okay. Your appendices.
Mm-hmm. If you should eat something or drink something that did not agree with you and it came back up, then you'd say you
regurgitated or vomited.
What about a crude term for vomit?
Threw up?
Yeah. If you're at a party and it's getting pretty warm, you've been eating a lot and drinking a lot or something, you might say, "I better get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick."
Oh, I feel as if I'm going to vomit.
Or if you're kind of nauseated, you say, "I feel a little sick."
Sick in the stomach?
Yeah. If someone had hardly gotten some news that you wanted to hear, then you would say, "She came right over."
Someone had gotten some news that I hardly wanted to hear.
Or that you did want to hear.
That I wanted to hear. And she came over.
She came over.
To give me the news.
If you invite someone to your house and you are going to be disappointed if the person doesn't come, you say, "I blank be disappointed if he doesn't come."
I will be disappointed if he does not come.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you can come over, we blank to see you.
We'll be happy to see you.
Have you ever heard the term, people saying, "We'd be proud to see you"?
I've heard people say that, yeah.
Do you use it?
No.
If you are talking to one of your children, maybe, or maybe one of your kids, your kids' friends or something like that, and it was misbehaving, you say, "If you do that again, I'm going to have to
ask you to leave or spank you."
If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is what?
Getting serious.
What's an old-fashioned term for?
Courting.
This girl might call this boy her
boyfriend.
What are other terms for that that are used now?
Main squeeze. friend. I've heard people just refer to a person they have a relationship with that's more than platonic, but they just call a person their friend. Or
What might a girl say about a guy?
That's her man. It's kind of crude, though, but I've heard women say that, or a male.